This is a special podcast produced on-site at ChishMed Connections 2025 in Dallas as we talk with this year's Rising Star Leadership Award recipients direct from the show floor. I'm Bill Klaproth, and I'm pleased to welcome Nardeep Singh. She is the Manager of Marketing Technology at Renown Health and a ChishMed Rising Star awardee. Nardeep, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today, Bo.
Yeah, it's great to have you here, and congrats on being named a ChishMed Rising Star.
I know. I'm very excited. It's my first time at the conference, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
A great conference, isn't it?
I know. Yeah, I've been having a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It's educational. Yes. Great networking opportunities.
A lot of good community.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So let me start with this, Nardeep. Can you tell us about your journey into healthcare marketing and what led you to Renown Health?
Yeah, I actually have a very non-traditional journey in healthcare. I started in hospitality, worked in operations. I've always liked technology and marketing. I did a little bit of marketing on my own, and I started to venture on that. And then from hospitality, I worked food and beverage. Then from food and beverage, I went into cannabis and CBD, and I helped with the infrastructure implementation of technology, especially being such a new industry. They didn't have a lot of the things, a lot of the tools that you need, right? So I worked with them, and then the company did really good. It got sold to a headquarter in Chicago, so I was looking for a job.
Okay.
And I saw Renown needed a marketing technology manager. In an interview, I met Crystal, and we just kind of hit it up, and I'm like, this is great, because a lot of the new things that I had to develop and think outside the box for cannabis play a role into healthcare, because in cannabis, you have to think about also a patient workflow, right, for medical cannabis. So that's how I started, and just like my passion in technology.
That's really interesting. It's so fun to hear people's stories of how they get to where they get to. It's really cool. You started in hospitality, then food and beverage and other things, and here you are at Renown Health.
Yeah.
I love it. So cool. So can you talk a little bit about what the ChishMed Rising Star Award means to you personally and professionally?
Yeah, I was very surprised when I got the announcement of getting the award, and very excited. I think this means to me the work that I've done at Renown on looking into the future and thinking about how technology and marketing plays such a huge role on helping not just patients, but clinicians, and helping. I always see the operational part of it, right? Mm-hmm. So where can you bring the bridge of technology, information, and then how can you help your patient and then the people behind the scenes, right? Like the operations, the clinicians, and the admin. So that's what this means to me. I've been doing a lot of work with Renown on reviewing the technology tech stack that we have and thinking outside the box. And I'm very fortunate because I work with people that let me play around the box on what I bring in. We renew our CMS, we renew the way we handle some of the data flows, and just having that creativity and they let me run with it has been great. And now the award, it's a sense of direction that we're going in the right place, especially me working at Renown for 3.5 years. I always felt a little bit of the outsider for healthcare. So That's what the award means to me. I feel like, okay, now I am in healthcare and I'm part of the community. And it was just a great experience so far.
It sounds like you found a home.
Honestly, yes. That's what I keep telling my team and our leader. And I say, I'm very thankful for the opportunity. And just, I finally found a spot that I feel like this is where I belong. So that's what it means.
And a sense of accomplishment too.
Yes.
Talking about what the award means to you. It's got to really feel satisfying to win this award and be recognized by your peers.
Yeah, that's great. Just like I said, the feeling of belonging and finding that place and a sense of purpose, right? You're doing all these things to help your community, and not just your community, you know, within Reno, but also be part of something bigger, you know, within healthcare and help shape where the industry is going. So.
Well, I can tell you do this for all the right reasons. I can tell you're passionate about this. So it's easy to see why you're a Rising Star Award nominee. Really, really cool. So can you talk about a couple of initiatives or things that you're potentially proud of that you've done at Renown Health?
Yeah, I can talk about all the technology that we're doing. So we're really focusing on reviewing the technology that we use. And I come from retail. That was my last job before I came into healthcare. And retail moves really fast. And you have to adapt to the way the consumer gets information, and they want everything a specific way. So when I was working with my team and reviewing what we're doing, that's what I wanted to focus. Like, think about not the traditional tools, but what else can we use? And also, you know, within the guidelines of healthcare, So I was able to migrate our team to a new, more modern headless CMS that has built-in AI technology to fast track the way we create content. So that's something really cool that I was able to achieve with them.
Yeah, that's really good stuff. So let's talk about ShishMed a little bit. How important has ShishMed been in your career development?
It was the first healthcare course that I took when I joined Renown. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the title, but it's like the introduction for healthcare, and you get the foundations of it. And then from there, you know, just the sense of community, getting to meet people, just connecting with people, you know, part of the community. And I love to just learn new things. So I think just the educational part of it is really important. Talking about, you know, the things that I've been able to do at Renown, not just the technical part, you know, like the day-to-day of the work, but being able to share all the things that I learned with my team has been great. I've created like different like learning sessions for them, and we've been able to just like upskill the team. And it's just really nice when you're able to see somebody in your team that they learn a new skill and then you see them apply it. And they just like have that sense of like accomplishment. That's probably one of the most rewarding things I've done. And it also part of this, right? Like I said, just seeing the content that ShishMed puts out, seeing the webinars, seeing the community, staying on top of, you know, how technology is changing and just trickling down the education piece.
Well, I can see where you're going to be a great mentor to people kind of coming up the ladder, moving up in the profession. Can you talk about any mentors that maybe helped you along, somebody that kind of helped guide you and answer questions that you had and kind of helped you get to where you're at now?
Yeah, I mean, I've been really fortunate in my career. As I mentioned, I have a diverse background, right? But I've mm-hmm. always been lucky that my leaders have been open to let me explore and learn. And right now, you know, Renown, working with my director, Crystal, and our CMO, Suzanne Henry, they're just amazing people because they just let you play with tools and technology. They're open to any new ideas, or if you want to, you know, tell them that you want to try something different. I think just having that open door and opportunity to just explore has been great for me. And then also I work with a really, really good team of peers. So we have in our team, we have a marketing manager, we have a communications manager as well that are part of our team. And we're really fortunate right now. And they're honestly true leaders of their industry and their area. And I get to learn from them all the time. I remember walking into a meeting with one of the marketing managers. Her name is Emily. She won Rising Star a few years ago. And just, I don't know, we're talking about something, and she just mentioned like the theory of color just out of nowhere. And she's like, yes, the theory of colors, this and that. So you just get to learn a lot from them. They have a lot of just knowledge in healthcare and other areas.
Well, that's the environment you want to be in, right? A learning environment and people that listen and hear mm-hmm. you and say, wow, sounds like a great idea. Let's explore that, right? That really is a wonderful thing when you have leadership that fosters creativity and learning and growth like that.
And then you have to pay it forward. That's what I like to do with my team, just having that same environment with my direct team.
Yeah. So let's talk about pay it forward a little bit. What is your advice for any up and coming rising stars?
Yeah, from the keynote today, something that I took was you have to just lead with courage, right? So when you're new, you might be intimidated or you have to like listen to ideas. I would just say just be open and be brave and put your ideas out there. If you get a no, that's great. All you need is one yes. And then you can always learn from a no. You can learn why it didn't work. That's some of the things that I've learned in my time here at healthcare. It's, you know, asking the questions, and sometimes there's a little bit of redirection, but you can always adapt and learn.
Right. That's right. Getting to yes. Every no is one step closer to yes.
Yeah.
I love that. This has been so great talking with you, Nardeep. Thank you so much for stopping by our podcast booth here at ShishMed Connections. Anything else you want to add? Anything else you want to mention?
I guess I just want to say thank you to like the community. Again, I don't feel like an outsider anymore. I've always been in healthcare for 4 years and now officially Rising Stars. So just thank you for the knowledge, the community, and all the great sessions. So yeah, thanks for the time today.
Absolutely. Nardeep, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Once again, that is Nardeep Singh. And we hope you enjoyed ShishMed Connections 2025. For those of you who were unable to attend, you can access the presentation recordings at shishmed.org. And make sure you check out all the offerings during ShishMed Week, which is November 16th through the 22nd, 2025. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels. And please subscribe so you get every episode chock full of great healthcare strategists, marketers, topics, and solutions. And to access our full podcast library, visit shishmed.org/podcasts. This has been a production of Dr. Podcasting. I'm Bill Klaproth. See ya.